96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Paul McCartney is sponsored by Burger King, Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store, Commonwealth Bank, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, J.S. Johnson, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, Popeyes, Ron's Electric Motors, and Sunshine Insurance Agents and Brokers Limited.
And welcome to the revolution here on 96.9 Guardian Radio. Fresh news, smart talk all day. Kahun Anku Sarah sitting in for one McCartney today. I hope you're having a cool Friday. I know that's a lie. You're a lot. You're a lot outside blazing. So I hope you're drinking your water. If you're not in air condition, definitely I hope you're drinking more water. But definitely, I hope you're having a great Friday nonetheless. As always, we want to remind you of telephone lines here on 96.9, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Of course, Guardian Radio text line powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Standard text rates apply. And, of course, you can also hear us on Cable Bahamas Channel 969 or BTC Channel 612 or 612. Or we're streaming live on GuardianTalkRadio.com. And, I just hope one of these ways you can catch up with us, right? So today, we're going to be talking a lot of education, and not just so much what's in the headlines, but we want to really tap into some realities that we don't often talk about. You know, we see the headlines playing out again every August. We're back to the same point of trying to figure out where do we go wrong with so many of the students, and why are their grades not where we want them to be as a country. And at some point, I think we're going to have to really understand that those are not just the grades of those children, but they are our grades as a country. I know when I teach, I am excited when I see my students do well. But that whenever they don't do well, I feel a sense of responsibility, as I'm sure many of the teachers do in some way, shape, or form. Of course, you only can do your best. It's not necessarily all on the teachers, obviously. But I'm saying it's not all on the students as well. All right. I want to start today's show with a clip from a great elder. His name is Maladoma Somme. He wrote a book of water and fire that some of you may have heard of before, but it is a book detailing his experiences with a rite of passage, which is something that I feel we definitely need in this country. It's something that we have at Kaffrine International Academy. And it is more than what I remember the late Sir Lyndon Oscar Pinland talking about, national service for especially young men at some point in their, maybe in their high school or after their high school career or time in school. But I feel we're not addressing this reality of what is needed from a fully cultural perspective. You know, we talk about Africa a lot, but it's not just to say Africa. You know, it's like if you have an Apple computer, you really need to consult Apple when it comes time to programming that computer. You know, if you have an Android operating system, then you really need to consult the people at Android for your operating system. So we're trying to influence and operating an African operating system, in most cases, with a European programming. And then we wonder why we're not getting the results that we feel we should have. All right, so there's some things I'm going to throw at you. And then, of course, we're going to discuss it. All right. But, Mr. Producer, that clip, if you could start it at 9 minutes and 50 seconds thereabout, and then I will tell you when to stop it. Whenever you're ready, my brother. All right, he's getting it together right now. Sorry. All right, so he's getting the cue. All right, so this, again, Maladoma Somme, and he's talking about purpose. And when we go to school, we should know why we're going to school, right? School should be something that serves our community, and it should be something that serves us as a people. It should be something that serves our children, all right? And this just falls back in line with what this great elder is saying, Maladoma Somme, or about purpose, all right? I think we're ready now. Go ahead, my brother.
Every one of us who comes into this world come here because we have a purpose to fulfill. And that no one in the land of the ancestors is authorized to come here on vacation. And so if that is true, it's not right that so many of us walk down the street wondering why they are here. It's not right to see so many brothers and sisters wasting their life away in the perdition of a wide world that rather wish they're not here. What I know about that purpose is that its own power is capable of changing whatever rule anyone put together to serve him or her. And we live in a world where the rules are written by someone else. And we know very well that we don't embrace our own power by following the rules that someone else's wrote, because they were written so that we never win. Instead, in order to get where we're supposed to go, we need at least to reach into the world of our ancestors, if only to tell them about the state we are in and our profound desire to get out of this state in order to shine in the world just the same way as we shone when we were living our true purpose thousands of years ago. I know that this energy is in this room, and I know that this energy will follow each one of us home. Above all, I know that this energy will want to dwell in every one of our homes, waiting for us to say, go ahead and make history happen.
The words of Maladoma Patrice Somi. Again, some of you may have heard of this great elder. Again, he wrote a book of Water and the Spirit. And he talks about his experience with education from a colonial perspective, and how his grandfather kind of told him that one of his part of his purpose would be to be friends with the enemy. These are his words. And what does that mean? Many of us have had to become friends with a system that was inherently built to be an enemy to us. And because we have navigated it so well, we feel as if it's normal now. And we look down on those who are not able to navigate it so well, or who just don't want to tolerate it. You know, we have a group of children that are not as tolerant as maybe we were. I think my generation was less tolerant than the generation before, and I think each generation just becomes a little bit less tolerant of a programming or a socialization that they understand is really not for them. You know, school is never supposed to be boring. School is never supposed to be something that causes children to question, well, why am I here? Well, how am I ever going to use this? Right? But that's what we've made it. And no disrespect to the great educators amongst us, because when you dive into the system and you become an educator, no matter what your intentions are, you have to follow the rules of a system that was not created for you as a teacher or for the students. It's a British system. I'm not bad-mouthing the British. I'm not saying the British are bad. I'm just saying it's for the British. We're not British. And moving the B from in the front of GCSE doesn't make it Bahamian. Or putting the B in front of it, rather, doesn't make it Bahamian. And so, purpose. Education is supposed to assist us with arriving at or understanding a purpose that we came here with. He started out the conversation by saying that no one from the ancestral realm is authorized to come to this side for a vacation. But yet many of us are walking around in a daze, in a staycation, or we feel as if the zenith or the apex or the height of our success is determined by how well we can mimic the dominant society. And so what happens is we don't get the results that we expect or would want in many instances. And we're missing out on some very, very key things that have been presented. Later in the show, I'll talk about how Harvard and a couple of Ivy League schools have done studies to show that children who are learning about who they are, in this context, the African child learning about math or science or English or whatever subject matter, in the context of being an African, they do better. Not me saying it. The Ivy Leaguers are saying it. I'll bring it up. But before we jump into that, I want to introduce another form of education that undergirds all aspects of our society. And it was never introduced to us as education. In fact, it wasn't really introduced in any formal way. We just kind of met it and we kind of grew up in the system that perpetuates a reality of us being made into slaves. And so there's a narrative of a slave owner. Do we want to say it that way? But he was a successful slaver. I'll say it that way. William Lynch. Willie Lynch. And there are arguments about whether or not this letter was true or not, or whether it really happened. I mean, I'm not going there today. The results of the letter speak for itself. All right? But this is 1712, and I'm not going to read the whole letter. I just want to read portions of it and then juxtapose it to the reality of what we see in education today, because a system has been utilized and continues to be enforced against the very naive psyche of not only children, but adults alike, children at heart. And so Willie Lynch was brought up to Virginia, as the story goes, all right? And he's on the banks of the James River. And this river is named after King James. And this is 1712. And he's going to explain to these slavers, these slave owners, how to make a slave. They were having issues with their slaves. Their slaves were running away or fighting back and just wasn't being good slaves. And so he gave them this formula that still works today. All right? This is something presented by the Black Arcade Liberation Library, 1970. It reads, "It was in the interest and business of slaveholders to study human nature, and the slave nature in particular, with a view to practical results." So they want results. We want results in the classroom. They want results in the plantation. "And many of them attained astonishing proficiency in this direction. They had to deal not with earth, wood, and stone, but with men, and they, by every regard they had known for their safety and prosperity, they had need to know the material on which they were to work." So you kidnap a people, and you don't know at what point they're going to retaliate. So you better know their nature. This is Frederick Douglass speaking, by the way. "Conscious of the injustice and wrong they were every hour perpetrating, and knowing what they themselves would do were they victims of such wrongs, they were constantly looking for the first signs of dread retribution. They watched, therefore, with skilled and practiced eyes, and learned to read with great accuracy the state of mind and heart of the slave through his sable face, unusual sobriety, apparent abstraction, sullenness, and indifference. Indeed, any mood out of the common way afforded ground for suspicion and inquiry. So they didn't want us to gather. They didn't want us to not be happy. They didn't want us to show any signs of not wanting to go through this torture that in many ways we still go through, even though we've tolerated it so long, we've made it normal. So let's make a slave. This is a study of the scientific process of man breaking and slave making. So in order to become a slave, you had to be broken as a man or a woman and made into a slave. It describes the rationale and results of the Anglo-Saxons' ideas and methods of ensuring the master-slave relationship. So let's make a slave. The origin and development of a social being called the Negro. So this idea of a Negro was developed, a social being. So when you talk about education, education is socialization. The word education comes from educare, which means to draw out. And as Maladoma Somi was saying to us, we come here with a purpose. Education is supposed to help you to align with that purpose. And it's supposed to assist you with serving yourself and your community, not serving a system that wasn't built for you. It says, let us make a slave. What do I need? First of all, we will need a black Negro man, a pregnant Negro woman, and her baby Negro boy. So they go right after the family, right away. Carla, I see you there, and we're going to come to you in a second. Right? Second, I will use the same basic principle that we use in the breaking of a horse, combined with some more sustaining factors. So now you're being treated like as an animal, because that's what they see us as, animals. When we do it with the horse, we break them from one form of life to another. Pay attention. That is, we reduce them from their natural state in nature. Whereas nature provides them with the natural capacity to take of their needs and the needs of their offspring, we break that natural string of independence from them and thereby create a dependency state so that we may be able to get from them usual production for our business and pleasure. So if you're depending on nature, you're no good for this model. So they got to make you pagan. They got to make you evil. They got to make you unprofessional. All these different terms that they've thrown at us for just wanting to be ourselves. But why? It wasn't just because they hated you. You weren't good for business. You weren't good for business. And the education system that we espouse in the West, not just in the Bahamas, but in America and in the West, is a education system designed for another business, the prison industrial complex. They study the grades of third graders in some countries to determine how many cells they're going to need in future prisons. So I wanted to start there. I want to put that on the table. We'll continue to read some more. I'll stop to take some texts and some phone calls. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Caller, you're on The Revolution. Thank you so much for being with us today. How are you? Are you still there? All right, you may have lost that call. I do apologize. The texter says, great show. As usual, grades are not where they used to be is because so much distractions. And also parents in today's society are too busy to teach their kids or too mentally fatigued. I do feel you there, Texter. I think that is a prong or a part of the problem that we see. We're not using the technology in a way that could benefit us. I tell my children all the time, if I had Google when I was in school, straight A's, no need to not have an A with Google. And you could take your phone to some schools, right? I know some schools don't allow you, but some schools allow you. But I think those are symptoms of a greater problem. I think we haven't undone this scientific procedure of making a slave. And if we're honest with ourselves, and we really try to understand, well, why am I going to send my child to a school where the operating system, where the curriculum wasn't really built for them, right? You literally got to fight to talk about Africa in a school full of African children, right? And there's some things being done about that today, and I'm grateful, but it's 2022, right? And we just getting around to it. And we got to be careful how that's done. Because the system that was designed to keep us this way was designed to work for 300 plus years. 2012 would have made 300 years. So we're not far from this prophecy of making a slave. All right? But there are some cardinal principles for making a Negro. For fear that our future generations may not understand the principles of breaking both horse and man, we lay down the art. This is an art. This is your education system is tied into this. For if we are to sustain our basic economy, we must break and tie both the beast together, the Negro and the horse. We understand that short-range planning in economics results in periodic chaos. So they have a long-term plan. So that to avoid turmoil in the economy, it requires us to have breadth and depth in long-range comprehensive planning, articulation, both skills and sharp perception. We lay down the following principles for long-range comprehensive economic planning. Six principles. Number one. Both horse and Negro are no good to the economy in the wild or natural state. Write that down. Both horse or Negro, and they ain't really using the word Negro, I'm just being nice, right? Both horse and Negro are no good to the economy in the wild or natural state. You're no good for business if you are yourself. We need you to be what we need you to be. We need you to run our businesses. We need you to run our economy. And if you're talking about wanting to be yourself, you're going to get some other ideas that don't really fit into our plans. So you got to make sure you hate your hair, you hate your skin. See, all of this is education. This is what undergirds education. Yeah? Number two, both must be broken and tied together for orderly production. I'm sorry. Both must be broken and tied together for orderly production. What they call order is controlling you. As long as they can't control you, you are considered disorderly. I don't mean being rude. We don't want you to be rude. We don't want you to be disrespectful. But you know, I remember coming home. By the time I was in university, I couldn't do it in high school. But I remember coming home with longer hair than I had left with, and eventually that hair, you know, became locks. And I remember I worked at a particular company, and in that iteration, when I had shorter hair, I was able to work more closely with the clients. And when I came back, you know, a year later with longer hair, I was sent to work with the people who didn't work closely with the clients. I ain't gonna say who it is. I ain't gonna put them out there like that. But and I understood what he, you know, the owner of the company was like. Yeah, my clients just ain't really. They ain't gonna see that. You know what I mean? So we can put you outside. I didn't care. I was making money. But you're not seen as something that fits into the orderly product, as it said here. And so they got to break that. Right? And so you got to have beauty supply stores. That's the education. We're being taught that you must go and purchase beauty. That's a slap in the face of the Creator. In one instance, we're saying, well, God is perfect and God don't make no mistakes. But then we look in the mirror and we look at all of the quote unquote mistakes that God made. Number three, for the orderly futures, special and particular attention must be paid to the female and the young. Okay. So now we're seeing a strategic, and this is biblical too, because Genesis 3:15, it talks about this woman of the seed of the woman. In the book of Revelation 12, it talks about this serpent or this devil. He's attacking the woman. So right here we see manifestation of scripture where the woman and its young offspring are being paid attention to in particular. Number four explains why, or gives more of the cardinal principles. Let me say it that way. Both must be crossbred to produce a variety and a division of labor. So I don't need you to maintain your authenticity, your genetic authenticity. I need you to have an identity crisis, which is what we're in today. This is not Uncle Sarah talking. This is a scientific formula to creating the society we have today. We're not teaching this. We don't think this is important. We think we're free. We're liberated. You don't need to know this stuff. I got a job. The light of the body is the eye. The quest, the best way to survive. So we're going to run. We got a couple more points to go through. And we'll take some calls. We'll take some texts. And then we're going to run to news. And then we'll be back with more on education here in our country. Here on The Revolution on 96.9 Guardian Radio. Fresh news, smart talk all day. Keep it locked.
Unless your mind is spun by the Bible and the gun, so wake up and run, run, run. Wake each other up.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary would pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Burger King Nassau is bringing you the fresh Greek flavors you love done the BK way. Come and enjoy the new Greek Whopper with a delicious combination of tzatziki sauce, feta cheese, red onions, and refreshing cucumber on our signature flame grilled patty. Or go Greek with a plant-based Whopper or crispy chicken sandwich. All three delicious sandwiches are topped off with lettuce and tomatoes and made the Burger King way. Bring your friends and experience the Greek Whopper lineup at BK Nassau, where taste is king.
You do coffee your way.
Double cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
At Popeyes, we foster love in everything we do. And our signature sandwiches are no different. Stop on by and try our all-new Buffalo Ranch Chicken Sandwich. We have taken the chicken sandwich and kicked it up a notch. Taste our Louisiana Cajun seasoned chicken patty. Served on a brioche bun with two pickles and drizzled with our all-new Buffalo Ranch sauce. Add a chocolate chip cookie on your order for only 90 cents. Stop by any Popeyes for your Buffalo Ranch Chicken Sandwich today.
Love that chicken for Popeyes.
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging. 96.9 FM.
And welcome back to The Revolution here on 96.9 Guardian Radio. Fresh news, smart talk all day. Kahun Ankusara in your company today. Our phone lines are 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. Let me say that slower because, you know, some of y'all might be trying to catch that. 323-6232 or 325-4316. Or 325-4259. Of course, the text lines 422-GR96 or 422-4796. Talking a little bit of education and more so the kind of undergirding socialization and education that we as a people have had forced on us, or we were birthed into it and we ate it up, but we haven't really analyzed it. And we're trying to figure out why each time of year, every time we get to this time of the year, we're really talking about how well the children are not doing. I mean, there have been some improvements here and there, but generally speaking, you hear a lot of complaints about how they're doing. And so we were going through, before the break, these six principles that are utilized to make a slave, and how this correlates with what we see in today's society, right? And so we left off on this idea of there being particular attention paid to the female and the young offspring. Right? And then it talked about number four. It says both must be crossbred to produce a variety and a division of labor. So your authenticity is really not useful to this economy, that this slave economy, right? Plantation economy. Number five, both must be taught to respond to a particular new language. So in some instances, you were killed if you were caught speaking your native tongue. And of course, we weren't allowed to learn how to read the languages that we were living in, the languages of our oppressors, which we still speak today. And now because we can read their language, we feel that is the height of the accomplishment that we should have attained. When, yeah, that's important, but what about the languages you spoke before you had to learn this language? Why would they give you a new language? Because in giving you a new language, they've given you a totally new mindset. Now you see the world through their eyes. Where the mind goes, the body follows. And so you take this mentality with you in school and wherever you go, and you're trapped, literally in the mind of someone else, in the language of someone else. You're trying to function, and in doing that, you get frustrated, you get irritated. You don't understand why this vexes your soul the way it does. I hate school. Why? I don't know. I just don't like it. Yeah, you got to work, you know. You got to do stuff you may not want to do. But you do that too in PE. And most people like PE, right? And I know everybody doesn't. But there's something about this socialization that's vexing our soul. It's a new language. The sixth and final point that they gave us, or they give us, is psychological and physical instruction of containment must be created for both. Physically contained, you're also psychologically contained. And this is addressing the issues that we see with the poor grades. And I'm not giving, this is not an excuse. Don't get me wrong. You should study. You should work to get good grades. I'm not making, this is not an excuse. However, we got to pay attention to the reality that we are faced with if we're going to be real. All right? Let's run to some text. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Let's see here. Okay, that text is sent the same text. This next text that says, still focused on slavery? This is the texter. My Lord, it's been over 300 years. But you counting, though. I focus on it, but you counting. Figure that out. Based on your diatribe, one must assume that all of the stated Negroes since the end of slavery are super special. Matter of fact, they are. Because they are the best of the best. They made it through hell and high water to be where they are. So you're right about that. If hundreds of millions of people can overcome the horrible effects of slavery, then one should focus on the others cannot. Now, text of my question for you is, what is the definition of overcoming slavery? By whose definition or by whose understanding are you utilizing to comprehend someone overcoming slavery? That's like overcoming rape. Yeah. How do you do that? Are they too focused on 300 years ago? So these are the people you say that didn't overcome it. Are they mentally incapable of learning? Do they not want to be successful? I don't think anybody doesn't want to be successful. But are they going to be treated as successful? Only if they can make money for this economy, the slave economy. Only if they can make or work with the institutions that have been built to enrich the lives of other than self and kind. I continue with the texter's text. It's time for Negroes to throw away that crutch like so many of their brothers have done and run free. I don't know if that's how your voice sounds, but that's how I... The crutch is holding us back. So that's what's holding us back, the crutch. So all of these children who're struggling in school, the crutch of slavery is what's holding them back. Because these children ain't talking about slavery. I talking about slavery. I talking about the fact that you have a psychological containment that was programmed into a group of people 300 plus years ago, and it's not being addressed. And I thank you for your text in any event, and I'm sure you may add on to it, but the idea or the audacity that you're going to tell African people to stop talking about slavery, I dare you do it to the Jew. I dare you tell them to not talk about the Holocaust. I dare you. If you are as affluent and as articulate and as free as you think you are, go to the and ramble on with your nonsense and see how far that gets you. I see we have a caller. I don't know if I can answer it in here. Our producer will get the call up in just a second, but I'll run to another text. Great show. As usual, I have a question. How come we don't learn about the achievements of Black people and their inventions over the centuries, other than always talking about how Black people was enslaved, because that's why Black people think white is better, because they don't see themselves as anything but being a slave? That's a great question. We don't see ourselves as being anything other than a slave, etc. And we're not taught about the inventions, etc., that Black people have brought to the forefront, because it ain't on the BJC. And it ain't on the BGCSE. That's why we don't learn it. The minute you start to teach these things to children, the parents, and I can't say mad at them, but I understand why they is this in the curriculum? Is this going to be on the exam? If this ain't on the exam, we only got so much time. We can't, we done missed so much school with COVID. Can't be talking about these things. They could learn that stuff somewhere else. You can't be learning this in school. So to answer your question, a lot of things are not taught in the schools because it is not seen as important to get that A. That's what we fighting for, the A. We fighting to get that A, that B, that C. We ain't fighting for our soul. That ain't what's important. We fighting to learn about what we need to put on that paper to get the grade that's going to make everybody clap. We get some awards, and then we go off to the whatever plantation's going to pay us the most. I know that sounds drab. I know some people are like, what do you mean? Why are we talking about this? Because we don't talk about it. Right? Carla, I see you trying to call in again. The producer will bring you up in just a second, so bear with us. All right. And so I wanna touch also on the fact that children who learn about themselves do better. Right? And it's something that I ran across. I don't know, maybe a year or two ago, our Rev. Dr. A.J. Varma introduced it to us. And it was making reference to studies that were being done. And so I'll find the article in a second. But let's run back to these texts. We got a caller. Right? This text says, great show as usual. Don't cause that man get killed by approaching the Jews about the Holocaust. Trust me, the Jews take that super serious. I know they do. And so that's why I think it's insulting when people come to anybody of African descent saying, stop talking about slavery. You understand? It's just totally disrespectful and is intellectually dishonest at best. And it's just more part of the same nonsense we're talking about today. The psychological cage. Oh, nothing's wrong with you. I mean, come on, you're doing fine now. You can speak English and you can get a job and you can go to school and you can be just like me. No. 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 Mm-mm. No. Stexter says, Uncle, I agree with you. Here is a question. How has a predominant Black country with 100% Black ministers of education not have mandatory African history courses in our curriculum? You know, like I said, that is finally being addressed in this administration. Glenisana Martin and her team, Dr. Chris Curry and others, are putting together some things that I, as I understand it, will be implemented as of next week, as of this semester. So we're gonna keep our eye on it, and we're gonna salute the effort, number one, but then we're also gonna make sure that it is indeed serving us the way it's supposed to. We can't take our eye off the ball because it's now introduced. We got to make sure it's implemented. All right? Texas says, all over the world, the problem of identity is the same. Mine is not mine. It's not man-made. Mine is not self-made. Mine was made by the Most High God. Consequently, mine can get his identity from another man. Okay? Appreciate that, Texter. All right. Please talk about the inventions of the black and the great thing many blacks have done for centuries that the white take as their own. Please do this on all of your shows. Education is needed. All right, we could touch on that a little bit. You know, when I was at Tuskegee University, I had the pleasure of being around the work of a lot of great black inventors, George Washington Carver being one of them. This whole museum at Tuskegee dedicated to his work. And that's one place I would definitely start if you wanted to find out about black inventors, George Washington Carver. They talk about him inventing peanut butter, but as I learned later, it wasn't really him that invented peanut butter per se. Some dentist did. But he found ways, many ways to use the peanut. Many, many different ways. He had the ability to talk to plants or communicate with plants. Let me say it that way. To be able to ascertain or understand the properties of those plants in order to assist his community, which is what education is supposed to do, right? So George Washington Carver is definitely one. I had a professor, Dr. Frank Tolan, who did a class on black inventors. And I wasn't able to take that class by the time I learned about it, because he didn't teach it every semester, but I had like already 18 credit hours or something, so I couldn't add it in. But my roommate took the class. So I used to read his notes. And I probably still have some of those notes. And everything from the stoplight to the air condition to the filament and the light bulb or the light bulb itself, many of the components that have allowed technology to ultimately be where it is today, we as black people, we didn't have the leverage to really file for a patent. And so we would take the little bit of money that they were going to give us because we needed it to survive, and they would go ahead and take it as their invention. Same thing they do in music today. A lady named Shakira say she heard the song Walk Into a Barn or something, and it's an African song, right? So why were we able to do that, though? Why were we able to have that type of thinking at that time, and we don't see it as much now? We fell away somehow from the way we used to think. You know, we're so busy chasing grades that we've lost our soul, literally. You understand? And so we'll touch on some more of that. Going back to the texters. Great show as usual. If you want to control a society, keep them dumb. Sad but true. All right. On another note, Texas says, Uncle, could you do a show on the successful African civilizations thriving in Africa before slavery? Yes, we can do that. We forget that African history began long before slavery. Thank you very much, Texas. That's very true. African kingdoms and kings and queens. We could definitely do that. You know, I don't know when I'll be back on. I'll know that sooner than later. But and you know, who knows? Maybe a show will come out of all of this, right? But if I am given the opportunity to be on the radio more than even once a week, those will definitely be types of shows that we will tackle. Good afternoon, Uncle. Genesis 6 writes of humanity being contaminated by spirit beings. This took place through the female of the human species. This contamination was contained by the flood. Spirits, however, are still contaminating humanity through education. Okay, that's a way to look at it. Okay. This affects all color and ethnicities of the human race. It's evident that our battle is not against black and white flesh, but against spirits who have gone awry. So this conversation is not about black and white anything, all right? This conversation is about black children, right? So we're not just painting everything black. We're talking about the children that have been assessed over the past year with the BJC, BGCSE results. Most of them are black, of African descent. And the system that is failing them is a British system. And the British are the Anglo-Saxon people. The Anglos, the English, right? So it's just a matter of fact conversation we're having. Now, with regard to spirits, in Genesis 6, it weren't just merely spirits, it's just the sons of God came down into the unto the daughters of men. These were physical beings, but they had a spirit of the man or the physical humanoid reptilian Apep Zuen. We know that this Zuen is a physical being because in Genesis chapter 4, verse 7, it says, sin lieth at the door. And it referenced sin as a he. So I appreciate the text. The spirits are not merely floating around. They're in the blood. You look up the word spirit, they'll give you the word pneuma in the Greek. And they mix up spirit and soul. They'll say spirit is ruach, which is really soul. And they'll talk about spirit. Or they'll say soul is nefesh. But the reality is, these are aspects or components of the blood that are in humanity. And the education system has been set up by beings that didn't have the best interests of Africans. That's just a fact. Good afternoon, great show. I really appreciate you sharing your knowledge with us. Can you give your thoughts on how many this earth was redone, please? How many years? I think that's what you're asking. I know sometimes you text and you miss a word. Can you give your thoughts on how many years this earth was redone? When you talk about the records, the celestial records, the oldest cosmological records were found in a place called Dendera, or is sometimes referred to as the Ayunet. It's a temple where time was basically assessed with regard to how stars moved. And you have what's called a Sothic year. We talk about the rising of the Sirius star, and they talk about 1,460 years. And then you have what's called a great year, which is over 25,000 years. And we've had many great years. So the time that Earth, how many times has Earth been redone, is countless. All right, and that'll take another show, but thank you for the question. This is urgently needed. This is the text we're talking about the inventions of the block. This is urgently needed. We have become too passive on dealing with our issues. You believe that we are informed and well-read people. We are not. Yeah, I don't disagree with your text, though. I know that there are enough of us that are to make a change. And that's what we want to see happen. All right. So this is the Still Focused on Slavery text. I really appreciate you listening. You know what I'm saying? And texting as well. All right. To answer your question, success is moving on with life. Okay. And not letting the past haunt you or impede you. So the Jews, because I'm going to keep using the Jews as an example. The Jews are very successful people. And guess what they didn't do? They didn't use your formula. They didn't just move on. They made Schindler's List. Every year they got some movie with Jews finding Nazis and killing them or locking them up. And they're still doing it in real life. They'll drag a Nazi 98 years old and getting ready to die and prop him up and make sure he lived long enough to go to court so they can convict him. They don't move on. Why are you asking us to move on? An abused child must put the past behind them as an adult in order to function in society. Now, unless you've been abused, I really think you need to talk to some abused children to find out if that's what they do. A rape victim must try to not think about that horrible event every day. Unless you've been raped, success for people who have been exposed to trauma is being able to live a happy and fulfilled life. Again, that's all subjective. What is happy? What is fulfilled? maybe talking about the trauma and understanding why it happened helps you to move on. Let's take a call. 323-622-3232-54316, 325-4259. Caller, you're on The Revolution. Thank you so much.
Good afternoon, Uncle
Zara. Yes, sir.
Hey, you know, I'm trying to get in a little while. I think I said you have anything to make calls, because, you know, I conscious about this, some xenophobic thing was going on, xenophobia against the white man, but then the black. I mean, you can take it easy, Uncle. Look, they can put you on every Friday to massacre the white man.
If that's how you see it.
That's what it is, Uncle.
All right. Talking truth. Now, if truth mash you up, that means you don't stand on truth.
No, it ain't mash
up. So I ain't going to be able to mash up nobody. I come here to talk the truth. The truth shall make us free.
Yeah. But, Uncle,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you're light skin too, right? I mean, like black and charcoal, right?
But you know what's interesting about that? I'm glad you said that. What's interesting about that? I grew up as one of the, one of my best friends was a little lighter than me. So I was always the dark one.
But you light skin, Uncle.
To you. Yeah, to you.
You got that little white up in you and you'd be trying to mock the
Yeah, to you.
Thing,
well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. There's a whole tribe. No. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about right?
You ain't gonna be.
I never hang up on you, right? There's a whole tribe in South Africa with light skin would never mix with any white people.
Yeah?
They call the San. Look them up. They got little Chinese eyes. Similar to how my eyes look when I smile, right?
Yeah.
That being said, right, where are these white people you keep talking about?
I ain't got that. What do you say? Where are the white
people? Where are these white people you keep talking about? Where are they?
No, the European, European people from Europe.
Right.
I would expect them to be like a united human race. Because I ain't going down the road of all the color and all that, right? Because, you got a lot of white in you, Uncle. And you just don't feel bad when you're trying to talk bad with the Europeans.
So that's a statement that you'd have to qualify. Right?
No,
Hold on. You throwing things on the table, let's unpack it. You know, if you're brave enough to call in and put something on the air, let's at least unpack it. Right? I don't hang up on you. Right?
I mean, you have to do so because you get
angry. Well, I don't know. You better hope you don't make them mad, I guess. Right?
Well, if he hang up, it don't make a difference, you know, because then right. There's no guardian ready.
So let me say this, right?
Yeah.
You have a man like Bob Marley, whose father was actually white, who fought more for the liberation of black people than black people like you. So hold on. No, you put it on the table. You put it on the table. So let's answer it. All right?
Yeah.
All right? Bob Marley, his daddy was white. He fought more for African people than you ever did. So he was more blacker than you. You got Malcolm X. All right. They used to call him Reds. Yeah. He was way light skinned than you or me. But he fight more for black people than you ever did. So I don't think you in any moral or physiological position to call anybody white.
No, but
because your actions don't show your blackness.
Yeah.
If you don't have nothing to show in terms of what you doing on the ground for black people. So that's a conversation that's just full of rhetoric. You understand? So let's bring something with me to the table, man.
Hey, Uncle.
Yeah.
You blessed to be light skinned, you know, because if you look around in this country, plenty of people trying to get their color. I mean, there was some guys trying that little something thing with that little thing where they put on the skin and thing and make it light up and things.
Sound like you'd be hanging out with people who hate themselves. But that's who you like to hang out with. So I can't stop you, brother. That's who you like to hang out with. Let's go to the next caller. All right. 323-622-3232-54316. 325-4259. Caller, you're on The Revolution.
Yeah, blessed uncle.
Yes, 52 respect.
Yeah, you know, I was prompted to call. Me and my brother grew up together, but I'm kinda sorry for him, you know. It's pathetic in the way he thinks, right?
Yeah.
And it's all because of his lack of knowledge. Now, me and you know there's only one race.
Yeah.
The human race, according to the DNA symposium, right?
Yep.
We discussed the San Bushman. And we also, you know, our God, Jed, it's like even as far as the educational system, there's only one race, the human race, and then there's another race, the rat race, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I suggest for Cleaver to do is there's a book called The Iceman, written by a savage. I can't remember his first name.
I don't think that was Cleaver. That was another. That's another. That's Free Dingo.
Oh, that was in Duncombe. All right. That's well, I didn't sound like him. But what I'm saying is there's a book written by a savage. I can't remember the first name. But it's called The Iceman. And it specifically speaks to wherever the Caucasoids went in the exploration. They brought death and destruction and exploitation, right?
Yep.
So this is their history. It has nothing to do with me and you.
Right.
Of course, we know the views of the Jews. And, I mean, you know, Uncle, you're so well-read, right? Until we can have a conversation to enlighten the sheep. Now, when it comes to the educational system, right? All right. Firstly, I want to mention this. Psychiatry. I noticed you was mentioning this about the education system and we talk about slavery and et cetera, right? Mm-hmm. Most people don't understand eugenics and psychiatry and how they are steeped in racism.
Yep.
And when you start to talk early in the show about recalcitrant slaves or insubordinate slaves and studying the psyche of a slave, psychiatry is steeped in this. This is where it started from. And so whenever a slave would escape or do anything untoward the master, they would call him, they would classify that as a psychological problem.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yes.
And what people don't understand is studying, it was known as behaviorism.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't known as psychiatry. When you look at Dr. Benjamin Rush and you look at the ideology of psychiatry, it's really based on man not having a soul from Dr. Psychiatrist William von Voigt, a German. He said this out of his mouth.
Right.
And then we look at the Bavarian educational system, and I read some time ago where they have this in literature, I could easily find it, where the education system, they wanted, it was designed to produce automatons, robots, people not be able to think for themselves. This is what they have in their writings, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you look at the types of education system, I don't know if you're familiar with the Gurukul as guru, like from India, Gurukul education system. You familiar with that angle?
No, I've checked it out. No, I don't
know. Yeah, but it's an education system where, well, India has some of the best, where the student lives with the master. It's like a boarding school. So I don't know if that's where they got the concept from.
Okay.
All right? But what my people don't understand is there are many hidden racial agendas. Me and you spoke about the book called How to Make a Negro a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. I was trying to pull it up just now, and I saw something about the Willie Lynch letter underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how they juxtapose that. But what I'm afraid of is that you notice that on TikTok and the internet, now, right, Anku?
Mm-hmm.
There's a paradigm that they're creating whereby African people of African ancestry in the diaspora, they're coming on YouTube, TikTok, et cetera, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're disengaging their psyche from Africanism. Like they're saying, I'm not black and Africa's this, and because they're being fed these false narratives about Africa. And you notice they're promoting that. But when you go on TikTok and these other platforms and you talk about Africanism, they shut you down.
Mm-hmm.
But they are willing to let people spew and un-Africanize us. You notice that, right? Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen it, but I mean, yeah, I've seen it before, but not on TikTok.
It's getting more common
when
people come on and lambast Africa and people of African descent and people who talk about the African. Yeah, it's becoming a trend now, and they want to de-Africanize us. And what most of us don't realize is we cannot let go. How do you mean don't talk about slavery when slavery was abolished, Anku? We must remember that even though it was abolished, at the time they was doing it, the eugenicists was already implementing new ways to enslave and other Jim Crow laws after slavery to keep us down. So even though they were freeing us, they were already implementing laws to keep us down. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so it sickens me when I hear, you know, I mean, oh God, Uncle, but hey, one thing you could do for me, I could learn from you. That's how to speak slow. So I got a little joke with you when you talk about the dreadlocks. Yeah, what you said, because you saw me the other day, right?
Yeah.
I say it away. I could probably say it. You probably hear it, but you know, sometimes you wear it as a form of expression, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't have to be a conformed, mindless, buckless sheep to be accepted. Most of us live half of our lives worrying about what other people think about us, Uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the educational system has produced. Sometimes you have a conversation with people much more educated, and they don't understand things the way you do, because self-education, we don't stress self-education.
Mm.
And when you look at it, people who are under the apprenticeship system, you had a lot of achievements. The lady who first discovered how to take photographs of the electron microscope and categorize the influenza strain, she was an apprentice, and they denied her, and her work turned out to be crucial and was very crucial in in the finding the Barbados corona strains of viruses is in the book Viral. And your people come on the radio, and sometimes they downplay what you're saying because they feel they're more educated than you. But I've seen it over and over. Yesterday was a perfect example. The lady could have said that hypoinsulinemia, right, is a result of insulin resistance. That means insulin resistance you get first, and then the body produces more glucose because the body is not recognizing the insulin. So the body would produce more insulin, I mean. And then so you will have this hyperinsulinemia. Where the body just keep producing. But if they all connected, you cannot get what? You cannot have insulin resistance without hyperinsulinemia. So what I'm saying is, people don't, no one is fastidious every time they speak, Uncle.
Right.
But you will find that educated people will always try to gaslight you. And this is just the way it is on the plantation. Have a good day, man.
Yeah, appreciate it, 52. 323-622-3235-4316-325-4259. We got to run to a break. Caller, we see you. We will get to you. And then we got to get some more texts. Thank you all for being here on The Revolution on 96.9 Guardian Radio. Fresh news, smart talk all day. Kahu and Uncle Sarah with you. Keep it locked.
You can see if you want to see. Deception is seen blatantly. Look a little more closely.
Bahamas, it's time for the third installment of Fish Fry Fridays, the hottest once-a-month after-work party, brought to you by Fassage, the Bahamas' number one party band, Star 106, and Margaritaville, downtown Nassau.
1, 2, 3, go!
Fish Fry quickly become the talk of the town. And because of such a super large turnout the last time, the venue has been expanded to enhance your enjoyment experience.
I go drink water and mind my business.
It's a happy hour like no other. So on Friday, August 26th, after work, kick off your shoes and head over to the 12 Volt Bar at the beautiful Margaritaville Resort, downtown Nassau, and enjoy the Fish Fry Friday experience with the dynamic, energetic live sound of Visage and DJ AI. Admission is $25 and includes one free complimentary drink, or enjoy the tantalizing Vacation Cafe Buffet with full access to the event for only $55 per person. Tune in to Star 106 for more details. Fish Fry Fridays.
You do coffee your way. Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The light of the body is the eye. The quest, the best way to survive. The well-dressed incense, smoky lies of holy, holy. First cuz of crucify, down for 3 days. Now we all holy weak, trying to speak with two tongues, just to speak in tongues, only to wake up the real lie. Three don't fit in one, and death don't mean you done, unless your mind is spun by the Bible and the gun. So wake up and run, run, run.
And welcome back to The Revolution here on 96.9 Guardian Radio. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. Kahun Uncle Sarah sitting with you. Let's run right to the phone lines to catch this caller who's been waiting on us. Caller, thank you so much for waiting, and welcome to The Revolution.
Hey, thank you, man. How are you today?
I'm great, man. Thanks for calling.
I didn't get a true understanding what your conversation is about today. I just hear some talks about whites and slavery and stuff like that.
Well, we're talking about education, and the conversation started out religious. talking about how blacks have been socialized into a system that education serves and it doesn't serve us as a people. So that's kind of where the conversation has been going. But I don't know exactly what you heard, but I await your question.
We live in the Bahamas. We're majority black, right?
Yeah, yeah. So
education should serve us the way we want it to serve.
Right.
You know, I mean, I don't see that it don't serve us now. I know the whole system in our country is simply corrupted because we are led by those same people that sold us into slavery.
Mm.
The same shines, I would call them, would like shiny things. And the white man come here, bringing this nice little shiny object, they rather jump for it.
Mm.
That's how I see it being governed. But I think
same mentality.
I guess that's probably innate in us. I don't know.
Yeah, it is, and that's why I don't get on the leaders as much as maybe some others do because they are a product of this system as well.
Yeah, but I think you got to get on them. You got to shame them into believing that they could let them know that they could treat each other better, man. Because if we keep going down this path, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. Some of them, unfortunately, maybe sociopathic, and they don't really know what shame is. But what's important for me when I come on the radio, right, is I just like to put stuff on the table that creates a reverberation, a conversation that could last into, you know, the future that would cause the leaders or those who have influence to hear enough of it to at least be able to think about what they're doing when they lead our country in whichever direction they're leading it in. You know?
My brother. Good show as always.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you calling.
Problem.
323-623-2353-1632-54259. Caller, you are on The Revolution. Thank you so much for calling.
Uncle, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my brother. How are you?
Man, always good to hear you on radio.
Good to hear you as well.
Let me just make this one very quick comment.
Sure.
I'll leave the airwaves.
Yes, sir.
You know, it saddens the heart when, you know, for a long time we've been talking about how we have been suppressed and depressed by brothers and sisters of a different hue. But what is worse is when our own suppresses us under the same system that we abhor.
That's true.
And everybody seems to, well, not everybody, but quite a number of us, especially the masses, seem to praise, heap praises and stuff upon them. So I'm
right.
Trying to figure out whether it's a form of self-hatred.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because
I agree.
We have the same thing that our mothers and fathers went through, except for many, they would say, under a different hue. But our own,
doing
our
it
own
to
flesh,
us.
Our own color is
right.
Doing the same thing to us, and everyone seems to accept it and be all right with it.
Yeah, I'm so
and
glad you're saying this. Yeah.
Right now in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sadly to say, we can't point fingers at other countries or other jurisdictions. We have to look right here and see what's going on. And it's happening right here in front of us.
Right.
And a lot of persons here seem as if they are in agreement with it because either they are for them and so on and so forth. So I think there's a lot of lessons to be learned here.
Yeah.
That we need to learn how to love ourselves first before we can love other people.
Right.
And then on the flip side of that, continue to try to come together and try to grow as a people that we can all stand up against the oppressors or the supposed oppressors and bring some justice to one and all.
Yeah.
You know? So
yeah.
Thanks for taking my call, Uncle.
Thank you, man. I agree with you 100%. What I'll say to that, though, caller, is all of the people who took on the systems that ultimately were oppressing us and continue to oppress us with those systems were educated in this same system that we're talking about today. That's what the show is about. So I'm so happy you said it, because what happens is it doesn't matter what color you are. That's why this show ain't about black and white people. This is about a westernized system that is utilized to maintain the status quo of the Western world. You understand? It doesn't care what color you are. If you want to get an A in this system, you must think a certain way. I mean, that's outside of math, which is kind of straightforward. But if you history and sociology and even the way we teach those subjects like math and stuff that is straightforward, even when we say who invented what, these same people who we say are utilizing the same systems that oppress us, they were educated by that system. And that system doesn't teach us to question the system. So I really appreciate you bringing that up, because that's kind of the crux of what we're talking about today. Let's take another call. Let me run to the text. Caller, you're on the revolution.
Uncle Sialan John.
Hey, my brother, my elder. How are you?
Yeah, but first let me just say, you used the word educate, more like indoctrinate. Okay, so
yes.
Let me give you something that has been adopted by family for multiple generations.
Mm-hmm.
Been taught that education intent is to replace an empty mind with an open one. We've been filling ours.
Mm.
And so what happens is that, and look at the system that we have where we are trying to rebuild education at this particular time.
Right.
Not no offense to the ones who have earned the accolades for the number of results they've, number
right.
of successful students they've produced in the system. But here's the problem. Those productions are the exception when they should be the normal.
Mm. Yes.
And so, and then you look at it and you say, okay, we want to rebuild the system. Mm. What do? We ask the people who for multiple decades saw nothing wrong with it to now rebuild it.
Wow.
So what would they do? They will go back to habits.
Yep.
And habits are a form of behavior, and a lot of people say they can break habits, but science has proved that no habit has ever been broken.
Mm.
What has happened, though, is you can replace one habit with another.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
So we are in the habit of massaging our previous habit as opposed to saying, let's replace it. So if we're in the habit of producing bad results using the system and habits can't be broken, then we should be looking to have a system to replace the one we are using,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to painting this nicely abandoned building. So
right.
I just simply saying this, but when you talk about education and where you say something that is important for us, you know, it's like people say, forget your past. It's like, okay, forget the foundation, just build the roof.
Right.
You know, it's asinine, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, yeah.
And so essentially what it is that you should always know where you are, who you are, to actually build your future.
Mm-hmm.
And so I simply say that when you come to education in the Bahamas, could be in a small demographics and a nation with so much geopolitical power. I say to people all the time, the Bahamas has, I think, the top five passport in the world.
Mm.
But a lot of people don't realize what that word means. What do you need to be to have a passport in the Bahamas? A citizen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes you the top five type of citizen in the world.
Wow.
So what happens now is that we now must begin to incorporate the best of who we are, the best of who we were, and the best of who we want to be in an education system that is designed for us, for building our country in the world and around the world. And until we stop letting people tell us who we should be, we're going to continue the same process that we have over and over and over again. And this post-COVID environment creates the ideal environment for us to build an educated system that utilizes the best things in the world to enhance the best of who we are.
Mm.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, C. Allen Johnson. Wow, we got to run to a break on that one, and then we'll go through some texts. Thank you so much for being here on The Revolution. 96.9 Guardian Radio. Keep it locked.
So wake up and run.
Carrie's Fabrics and Uniform Store wants to get you ready for back to school. Find ready-made uniforms and uniform fabrics for all schools in the Bahamas. Carrie's also sells skirts, blouses, shirts, jumpers, boys' shorts, and pants. You can even have your uniform skirts custom made. At Carrie's, also find school bags, school supplies, socks, and underwear. That's Carrie's Fabric and Uniform Store on Mackey Street. Call 393-0758.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services.
from click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
To anyone interested in managing their personal finances, Sunshine Finance is offering interest-free and payment-free loans. You will be charged 0% interest until January 2023. You can keep all of this year's loan payments up to and including December. This interest-free, payment-free offer is limited to loans booked with Sunshine Finance in August only. If any of this can assist you, contact us at apply@sunshinefinanceltd.com. Sunshine Finance, we're your leader in private lending.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
The light of the body is the eye. The quest, the best way to survive. The well-dressed incense, smoky lies of holy. Whole lie, first cuz of crucify, down for 3 days. Now we all holy week, trying to speak with two tongues, just to speak in tongues, only to wake up the real lie. Three don't fit in one, and death don't mean you done, unless your mind is spun by the Bible and the gun. So wake up and run, run, run.
Welcome back to The Revolution here on 96.9 Guardian Radio, fresh news, smart talk all day. Let me get to some of these texts, and then I can try to get this last caller in. On another note, Uncle, it is my belief that a large part of Greek history, philosophy, inventions, mathematics, and theology was stolen from Africa and rebranded Greek. That is correct. That is very much correct. Uncle, do you believe the use of young Negro people smoking marijuana can be one of the core causes of self-destruction, let me open this up, one of the causes of self-destruction of our race, because the part of the brain called the frontal lobe, which is the computer of the brain, the THC in weed destroys. Look at every place in the world where there's plenty of Negroes smoking weed. It total destruction, poverty, and chaos, especially among the young men. I think that it definitely could play a part in it, because the so quote-unquote weed that's being smoked today is not the same weed of Bob Marley's day. It's just different. This is different. That's a whole nother show. But I do. You're right. It has something to do with it. But that's another show. Thank you for the text. This text says, you're quoting from the Bible, but last week you said the Bible was an account of Julius Caesar's military life. Yes, what we said also was that the Bible is not the problem, but the interpretation and the translation of the Bible is the problem. And so when I'm quoting the Bible, I'm not doing so merely in English. I'm looking at what it originally said and applying the context as well. All right? So we use the Bible as the King James Version to teach, and we use the original books of the Bible to live by. All right, because that's where you at. So I got to use what you know to teach with. All right, good afternoon. Do you think aliens were created beings, or are they the fallen angels from the Bible? Boy, I can leave that alone for today. That's another show. That's another show. But celestial beings do exist. Let's see. Great show as usual. Why do black people dislike or simply don't like black people? Because we're taught to hate ourselves. Great show, as usual. If we was on a slave boat and that caller was on the boat with us, I was jumping off. Oh, Lord, I don't know which caller you're talking about. All right, awesome show, Dr. Aeneas. The caller before 52, pathetic to say the least. He loves his oppressor and more than he loves himself or his own people. Thank you for teaching. Thank you for texting, texter. And this next text, please inform our people that we are poor because we refuse to support our own people. The other people are not even involved in our daily lives, but they are the people we support. We must wake up and reap the benefits in our country. We must continue to support our own people and families. Black families are becoming a thing of the past because of our confused system on True Family Life. We must know the rich in this country are using our money we spent with them. They are smart. They take our money and say nothing. I agree, Dexter. All right, and this last one, Dr. Aeneas, kindly do your research. I have tried searching for tales about Willie Lynch, but there seems to be no link to his days before and after the purported letter. Nothing exists pointing to the background such that it would be okay to say William Lynch never existed. The letter you read is not real, and most people know this. Well, we started the show saying that's the controversy, but the effects of the letter are real. Let's go to the phone lines before we get out of here. Callie, you on the revolution.
Good afternoon, Anku.
Good afternoon. We don't have much time, but sorry.
Fascinated with the Jewish.
Sorry?
I think you're fascinated with the Jewish race.
No, I. What I'm fascinated about is how people ignore how the Jews operate, and they accept that, but they don't accept when Africans do it. Go ahead.
How the Negroes exercise their muscles. Jews exercise their brain power.
Mm.
From a child, they learn to use your brain.
Right.
To learn Yiddish.
Yeah.
To be a Jew.
Right. And they don't care what people think. And they do what they do, and they're successful. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, and how to create generational wealth.
Yeah.
Like one rich black man with this bunch of 20 million and leave nothing for his children to live off.
Because of the education system.
The system. They scared because they make a will, they will die. Superstitious stuff. And like, we pre-wired to self-destruct.
Yeah. I got another caller. I don't have much time, so wrap it up.
Hello?
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
Look at them. Rolling Stones. They did heavy drugs, but they still alive and all the odds born.
Yeah.
But they go really go so low, and then they stop.
Yeah.
We go to the ground and then kill ourselves using drugs.
Yeah.
But they still alive. They die to them and keep bitches.
Yep.
But we pre-wired to self-destruct. But James, they're dead.
Yep.
They were born, stopped, doing dope.
Yeah.
And they were young.
Thank you so much for calling. Let's go to the next caller and we can get out of here. Thank you for calling the revolution. We don't have much time. But thank you for calling.
Along with you.
Hey, Namaste, Allah. How you doing? You got about 15 seconds.
Okay, what I want to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I respect Charles Allen, right?
Mm.
The thing is, he used two words which were in one sentence, which were present tense, war, and what's the other word? But anyhow, I used two, and I didn't see the reason for it. Other point is, right? Now, our leaders is a disgrace how some of our politicians carry on, right? I wonder when one going to hide the other one of the same party, who they expect to be following them? Who are they leading?
Well, we about to find out, because this thing heating up.
Yes, man.
It's heating up. But
you don't know the name, and it seems like people try to hide the name, but that's a disgrace.
Yeah.
That's indecent.
Yeah. But I appreciate you calling, Elder. I appreciate all of the callers, all of the texters. Thank you for calling the revolution. Thank you for Brother Warren allowing me to take the revolution for a spin every Friday. We'll see where it goes from here with your support. You get some more of Kahun Uncle Sarah on the radio. Thank you all, and continue to enjoy Guardian Radio 96.9, fresh news, smart talk all day. This has been Pastor Dr. Cleveland W. Aeneas III, also known as Kahun Uncle Sarah. Namaste. Have a great day. Have a great weekend.
Wake each other up. We are programmed to sleep. We got a challenge to meet. This drowsiness runs deep. Let it be our decree.